So I'm the medical director of LA County STD program, and I look forward to sharing with you guys what we learned about AI in our county STD clinic patients. So first, just a bit of background. Unprotected anal intercourse is one of the most efficient modes of HIV transmission. It's estimated that the per act transmission probability is around 10 times higher for anal intercourse than vaginal intercourse. The prevalence and the epidemiology of AI is really well described amongst men who have sex with men, as well as its risks. So this is not an uncommon practice among opposite sex partners, with estimates of AI ranging between 7 to 40% depending on the population studied and how the question was asked. So we need a better characterization of anal intercourse to understand the risks for STD HIV amongst heterosexuals. So we wanted to know amongst our STD clinic patients who are inherently a high-risk group, what's the prevalence of recent anal intercourse? What are the predictors of AI? And are persons who practice anal intercourse at increased risk for STD and HIV? So this is a map of LA County. We have 12 county STD clinics spanning 4,000 geographic square miles from Antelope Valley in the Mojave Desert in the north all the way down to the South Bay in Torrance. And so what we did was we looked at all new STD clinic patient visits from May 2006 to June 2007. What we did was we used basically three different data sources, primarily our STD HIV intake form, which is a routine form collected on every single new visit that collects information about sexual practice as well as other risk behaviors. Combine that with our administrative database that has basic demographic information and date of birth and the like, plus our public health lab testing database. So this is just a half picture of our intake form. We've been using this form now for 2 years. It's filled out by intake personnel who are either public health investigators or nursing staff. It's a face-to-face intake, and this is scannable, so it's an NCR form. So one stays in the chart and one comes to us, and this data is then what we are basing this discussion on. And this is what I want to focus on because this is the type of sexual contact in the last 90 days, so vaginal, anal, oral. So moving on to results. This is what the clinic population looked like. So from May to June, May 6 to June 07, there are 26,700 patients. The mean age was 31.8. As you can see, the majority of our patients are heterosexual, so men who have sex with women only, so they deny having sex with any men, made up 52% of the population, and 33% of the population were women. We lumped women as a group together because we have so few lesbians at least disclosing at our clinics. And then 8% of the population were men who reported having sex with men. The majority of our patients are either African American or Hispanic, with around 13% whites. So this figure shows the reported type of sex in the past 90 days by gender and sexual orientation. So red is any anal intercourse. So you can see men who have sex with men, 75% of them reported having some kind of anal intercourse in the past 90 days. Looking at men who have sex with women, 10% reported having anal intercourse in the past 90 days, and then 12% of women reported anal intercourse in the past 90 days. Not too surprisingly, the vast majority of heterosexuals reported having vaginal sex, so 93 and 94%. Now for MSM, most of our MSM reported both anal insertive and anal receptive, so we combine that for this. So we just did, for this presentation, a univariate analysis looking at associations between anal intercourse and risk behaviors that we thought would be associated with that. So looking at men who have sex with men, recent AI was associated with age. And so for every 10-year increase in age, there was a 21% decreased risk of anal intercourse. Having a new partner, having anonymous sex were all found to be associated with anal intercourse. We did not find an association with race, ethnicity, IDU, exchange of sex for drug or money, or incarceration. However, recent AI was associated with having an STD on this clinic visit. So now I'm going to show you that. So men who reported any kind of AI in the past 90 days were more likely to have a diagnosis that day in our clinic of chlamydia or gonorrhea, so 1.75 times higher or over 2 times higher risk for gonorrhea, and were also 2.6 times more likely to have HIV in the clinic that day. Syphilis is really just a positive RPR that confirms positive, so this is not new syphilis. So moving on to what I think is kind of the meat of this talk is our heterosexual patients. First, this is just a descriptive of the women in our STD clinic. There were over 9,000 of them, and you know, they had a lot of disease. Just to point out, chlamydia, so 14% chlamydia infection. This is really only just urine or endocervical positivity. We are not doing rectal testing for chlamydia in our heterosexual patients. There was a HIV prevalence of 0.2%. As you can see, around 20% of them reporting have a new partner. Less than 2% report sex for drugs or money. And then we have some drug use down at the bottom. Just to remind you, so anal sex. So this population of women reported, 12% of them reported having any anal sex in the past 90 days. So moving on to the univariate analysis. Recent AI amongst this population of women was associated with race. So using whites as a reference group, African American women and Asian women were significantly less likely to report recent AI. And Hispanic women looked like the white women. In contrast with the men who have sex with men, recent AI was not associated with an elevated risk of having an STD in the clinic that day. However, there were many behavioral risk factors that were associated with AI. So now I'm just going to show you this. I didn't point out earlier, these are odds ratios. And so if you look at the middle number, that's the main number, and this is the confidence interval. And if it's across one, then it's not significant. So all these are significant. So what risk behaviors were associated with AI? Having a new sex partner in the past 90 days, drug use in the past year, exchange of drugs for money or sex in the past year, incarceration or anonymous sex. All of these risk factors were more likely to be reported by those practicing recent AI. As well with substance abuse. So the population reporting recent AI were around 2 times more likely to report having used meth, cocaine, ecstasy, or heroin in the past year. So now moving on to the heterosexual men, so over almost 14,000 men in this population, and similarly have a lot of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and 0.4% HIV. Syphilis, again, we really can't say what that is. They have new partners, they exchange sex for drugs or money, 8% of them have been incarcerated in the past year, and then 10% of them reported AI in the past 90 days. So amongst this population, recent AI was associated with age. Age was not associated with the female population. So being older, men were less likely to report recent AI. So the younger you were, the more likely you were to. African American and Asian men were less likely to report anal intercourse in the past 90 days. And Hispanic men were more likely to report anal intercourse compared with whites. Just like the women, recent AI was not associated with having an STD in the clinic that day. What was associated with AI, like the women, was new sex partner, exchange of drugs for sex in the past year, recent incarceration, or anonymous sex. And these men, just like the women, reported meth use, cocaine use, and ecstasy more than the population of guys who were not having anal intercourse. So to summarize this, recent AI was reported by 11% of the heterosexuals in our clinic population and 75% of the men. The gay men reporting AI were much more likely to be infected with STDs, including HIV, which is particularly concerning, but not too surprising. though heterosexuals reporting recent AI were not more likely to have a current STD by the STD testing methods we were using, they reported significantly more drug use and high-risk behaviors than those not reporting AI. So conclusions from this, anal intercourse amongst heterosexuals was associated with high-risk behaviors. So it's somewhat reassuring to see that they weren't more likely to have STDs, except we also weren't testing the orifices that were being exposed. So they were equal by urine and vaginal. But what's particularly concerning to me about this is they're doing risk behaviors that we know are associated with HIV, that we know are associated with other STDs. And we're not doing much education around safe anal sex. So one conclusion I draw from really this very simple descriptive analysis is that safe anal sex education and counseling should be directed to heterosexuals as well as MSM STD patients. So a quick anecdote, we have a 21-year-old woman at our Whittier STD clinic who was just diagnosed with acute HIV. She has one main sex partner who is HIV positive, and so she's been having anal sex because she thought it was safe and was having protected vaginal sex. So we are not out there talking about safe anal sex amongst the heterosexual population probably as much as we really need to. And then finally, further investigation of heterosexual AI and its contribution to STD and HIV transmission is needed. There's very little out there, so it would be really useful. And that's it. I don't think I'm allowed to take questions. I thought I had 10 minutes, so thank you. And sorry, just to acknowledge the co-authors, Dr. Javan Bach and Ali Starlin. Thanks very much. I look forward to your questions.